welcome to ISIS podcast brought to you this time from Singapore. I'm Fahima Kyle. Since the start of 2015, bisphenol A or BPA prices in Asia have been steadily rising, so a real star performer amongst related product groups, and that's mainly to healthy import demand from China. So will prices continue to see this strength in Asia in the near term? To understand better what's happening and the current trends in the BPA market, I'm joined by Melanie Wee, who's covering the Asia-Pacific market for us. Hello, Melanie. Thank you for joining us. So let me just jump in straight away. Are you able to give us an overall view of the BPA market?
Sure, Fahima. Well, prices of bisphenol A in Asia have managed to stay afloat, averaging at $1,400 a ton, cost and freight, CFR China basis, since February of this year. Now, this was mainly driven by much imports from China, especially this pre-Lunar New Year holiday buying activity.
Which was in end of January, February.
That's right, end of February, yeah. And also at that time, ahead of expectations of limitations on supply from planned turnarounds in the region. That's from the end of the first quarter, around March. And in fact, historically, you will see that BPA prices have actually rebounded from record lows at a midpoint average of $1,145 a ton, CFR China basis. And this is what we've seen on 19th December 2014.
That's interesting. So a real increase since then. So it must be challenging to cover the BPA market given the price movements or the price fluctuations. So do you think China's demand will continue to be so strong?
Indeed, challenging to cover this market. I think demand from China has proved quite good. The country's monthly imports have seen increases on a year-on-year basis. So that's evidence of their good demand. And up until April this year, shortfalls in prompt supply, particularly because of plant shutdowns, were also among factors supporting bisphenol A prices recently. And this all coinciding with China's healthy imports at the same time. Now, it is quite interesting times now, I'd say, for the Asia BPA market. You see, on the flip side, we're seeing some softening in this demand over the past week or so.
Okay, so what should market players in the BPA market expect in the near term?
I think the question now is whether this import demand, particularly from what we've seen from China, whether is this sustainable in the near future. I mean, from what I gather from the Asia market, this outlook is rather uncertain for now. Most major plants are coming out of planned turnarounds, which is expected to free up production and add to the supply pool in Asia going forward.
And that might drive prices down, basically.
Right, yeah. And some of the market players are also of the view that there will be, as you said, surplus of bisphenol A in the short term, if anything. And importantly also, there is more captive domestic BPA supply now, taking into consideration added plant capacities within China itself that's up and running already. So to some extent, it does look like this could possibly balance out some of this import demand we've seen from China. And having said that, downstream demand that bisphenol A feeds into, in particular the epoxy resins and polycarbonate sector. I mean, these sectors are doing just fine. And so what this means is that demand for BPA as a whole is not necessarily weak, if you think about it.
So what are you expecting for the second quarter then?
Well, with this overall spot demand going into the middle of the second quarter, could still also be tempered by uncertainty from volatility in upstream price movements. That may well include related products like benzene, phenol, and crude oil movements. So it is indeed interesting times for now in the Asian BPA market.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just see what happens.
Thank you very much, Melanie, for this analysis. And don't forget, you can catch more news about the BPA and a whole range of other chemical markets by visiting our website, www.isis.com. That's ICIS.com. Thank you very much for listening.